1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Bank employees are recalling the terrifying moment their coworker attacked today in Louisville.
We heard a click, and the lady next to me turned around and said, "What the hell?" And he just started shooting.
The 23-year-old killed four people, injured nine others, including police officer. Interim Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel.
The suspect shot at officers. We then returned fire and stopped that threat.
Governor Andy Beshear says he lost two friends.
While today is a horrific act, I do believe that this is a safe community with officers doing their very best each and every day. And that's what we saw here. And I want to thank them and all our other law enforcement officers for responding and doing their best to try to save some of my friends and many others.
A motive for the massacre hasn't been released yet. Later this hour, lawmakers in Tennessee could reinstate one of two expelled lawmakers booted last week for taking part in a gun control rally. Delicia Porterfield is with the Nashville City Council.
He is duly elected by the community. We have to uphold the community's wishes, and I 100% believe that our body will vote to put my representative back in office.
Hundreds of professors at Rutgers University are on strike over stalled contract talks. Frank Edwards teaches criminal justice.
We are on strike for a decent contract. It's been about 250 days that we've now been working without a contract, and the university isn't budging on the issues that are most important to us at the table.
The Pentagon's still tracking down a social media leak of highly classified military documents. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
The Pentagon has said they have taken steps to further restrict access to sensitive information, and an interagency effort has been initiated to review the national security implications of the disclosure.
Add Connecticut to the list of states now slamming a federal judge's decision in Texas to suspend sales of the abortion pill. Attorney General William Tong.
Mifepristone and medication abortion is in Connecticut legal, safe, effective, and available, period, full stop.
Sea levels are rising dramatically around parts of the U.S. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Suncha Dangdorf with Tulane University says in the southeast and Gulf coasts, there's been a half inch per year increase in sea level rise since 2010. He says it's been exacerbated by human-caused climate change.
10 millimeters of sea level rise over the past 12 years mean five times the rate that has been observed at the same locations over the entire 20th century.
And he says it's especially bad in Louisiana and Texas, where land is sinking rapidly. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention and detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 11th. In Wood County, the County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting, scheduled for 8 a.m., has been canceled due to lack of agenda items. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Village of Whiting will have their joint board and utility meeting at 6:30 and the village board meeting at 7. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory will meet from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adams County Health and Human Services Department. The Solid Waste meeting will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition, a happier, happy hour indeed. Dominic, I want to thank our most recent guests, a pair of fine ones, John and Gabrielle Shipton. They are the father and brother of Julian Assange, and I'm going to promote it one more time. Big event going on in Madison tonight at the Barrymore Theater. You can still get tickets, I believe. Try them at BarrymoreLive.com. $9, the published rate. There will be a movie viewing, Ithaca, The Fight to Free Julian Assange, and then a panel discussion. And my understanding, our friend John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times, will be the moderator. Wasn't our typical first hour, Dom, but no. There you are, folks.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, when we can offer a platform in a very similar fashion to what Tucker Carlson did two nights ago.
Really? What was that?
Had both of the guests on Tucker.
All right. Gotcha.
They're big guests. They're international guests now. There's a lot of reporting on this topic currently. We are on the cutting edge. We're so relevant.
Internationally known to rock the microphone. Listen, obviously, yes. Freedom of the press is near and dear to our hearts. We didn't
apparently more near and dear to mine.
Well, listen, my concern is where do you bridge the gap from journalistic reporting to engaging in political activity? The release, the conversations, the release of the emails, the Podesta stuff dropped like 2 hours after the Access Hollywood tape came out. Right. So there's communication with Roger Stone and, you know, Trump's crew and Julian Assange up until, and this is what I'm seeing as being reported at the time and reviewing once again. And so that part of it makes me a little less comfortable with it. Yes. You find some Chelsea Manning drops some things that are armed forces in our name are casually murdering civilians and Reuters staffers. Yeah, big problem with that. Right? You mentioned waterboarding. Yes, these are things I think are valuable. Hacking into a political party's servers and specifically distribute them through WikiLeaks with the coordination or approval or whatever, a conversation with Roger Stone and the Trump campaign, it seems that goes beyond journalism to me. It seems very political.
Unethical journalism?
And then of course the coordination with the Russian conspiracy. I know a lot of those Republicans and MAGAs out there are convinced that that happened because of Bill Barr's efforts, successful to some degree. But listen, that did happen. There was coordination. Konstantin Kilimnik was given specific polling data from Trump campaign Chair Paul Manafort. Right? These are things that did happen. These are factual items that happened in the course of this election. So when you think about the introduction, not necessarily of a plant, but of introducing chaos to a system, was that part of it? I mean, Guccifer too were Russians. They're the ones that hacked it. They gave it to Assange, who put it out there. Now, that in and of itself, maybe not as big of a deal, but when you're communicating with one side, with Roger Stone, that seems a little hairy to me.
Is it because specifically there was an advocacy component? Because you know what? I see an advocacy component of Fox News constantly. And I think it's less transparent when it's MSNBC, but I certainly remember when Donna Brazile, then a CNN correspondent, was accused of giving Hillary Clinton the questions prior to either a town hall or a debate, right? That was the accusation.
Well, yeah, and didn't that come out during the WikiLeaks release? Yeah,
that's political coordination, right? We were at the DNC. We were there when it dropped, dude. We had Ken Vogel from Politico on our show. But here's what Ken didn't deny the veracity of: the information that was released. So I'm okay if you don't like Julian Assange's ethics. I don't like Julian Assange's ethics. And legally, if you hack into someone's system, yeah, you may have violated a crime. That action may be a crime. But the dissemination, if someone else did it, if they bring it to the New York Times, guess what? The Times is publishing. The Times is publishing. If they can verify the veracity of the truth, right? So no one's questioning that I've heard the truth of what was reported by WikiLeaks. These aren't AI things. These are true things that have been released or stolen or hacked and then released and disseminated by WikiLeaks. But what I haven't heard is that it's quote-unquote fake news. Am I wrong? I mean, I'm not.
Well, again, that goes beyond.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. 844-967-2789. Crudy's seldom wrong. But if I am, 844-96-PARTY.
That's not espionage. You break into or somebody, you know, and apparently, as is reported, as our intelligence agencies have said, although Donald Trump in Helsinki denied that that was the case, that it was the Russians that participated in this and used Assange as a throughput mechanism. In and of itself, not necessarily. If you're a journalist, sure. But to what degree? I mean, if you were paid to distribute, would that change your perception?
Well, every journalist is paid by their publisher. Someone's paying everyone, man. I realize.
Come on, it's if the Russians gave you a bag of money, said, yes, put this out there. I mean, Guccifer 2.0
had
their Twitter feed suspended, right? So they could have put it out on Twitter. They didn't. They put it out through WikiLeaks. So if that situation occurs and there's a bag of money, I don't know. I'm just curious to know what the limitations are, what's acceptable and what's not. I mean, I talk on the radio. I don't do this journalism thing, investigative reporting, although there should be a wide berth. But if the Russians or the CIA, someone gives you a bunch of money to put something out there, does that make you part of the conspiracy, or can you hide behind?
Are you clear that they were funding him specifically? There's plenty of motivation.
I'm not.
Let's set aside that accusation.
But does it change?
Because it's speculative.
Does it change the dynamic philosophically? We're talking philosophically here.
It's an infomercial. Yes, that does change the dynamic. If you give me a bag of money in a story and say go publish it, that's an infomercial. However, if you come to me and I think I'm going to get famous, or I'm going to get rich through all the clicks, or, you know, my employer would. Well, there's plenty of motivation to run with that material, right? You don't have to give me a bag of cash. You just got to give me the clickbait, the means journalistically to monetize, which is a compelling story. An exclusive.
Is that what WikiLeaks was doing? They were monetizing it? I mean, is that your position?
I'm not clear if it was monetized specifically.
It's a speculation, Michael.
Well, I'm saying that's what journalists do consistently, Dom. When somebody comes on this show. I'm going to use a specific example. I'm going to try to personalize it because you were there, whether or not you recall being in the room. Dale Schultz did a call-in interview with us. Dale Schultz was the twice elected majority leader in the great state of Wisconsin. And here was our little conspiracy, Dom. Dale was super candid on our show. And he told our audience, and he told us, he was tired of defending the Republican Party of Wisconsin. This was a long time ago, but already by 2014 timeframe, they were done with the good candidates and the good ideas, and they were down for the voter suppression and utilizing whatever means necessary for the political outcome they wanted. And they were starting to get called out by their own twice elected majority leader to the Senate leadership, Dale Schultz, guy I respect a hell of a lot. Tip of my cap to Dale, even though he's a Republican. But he's a man of character, and they didn't like that in the new Republican Party. So anyways, Dale came on our show, and I said, holy smoly, man. Or worse, in my own head, that day, I'm like, man, that's quotable. That's newsworthy. This guy is saying the quiet stuff out loud on our program in real time. So what'd I do? I called a journalist. In this case, I called the Cap Times, Jack Craver. Jack Craver wrote up by listening to our podcast, wasn't listening in real time. I'm like, Jack, did you just hear that interview? No, who'd you have? Son of a... So Jack listened to the podcast, wrote it up, and then Think Progress took it up. And then it was MSNBC. And at that time, it was Al Sharpton. And Maddow was doing an every night program. By the time Rachel Maddow came around at 8 o'clock, our buddy John Nichols got the interview instead of us. But they were talking about Dale Schultz on our show, playing the tape. Usually when they play the tape on MSNBC, it's Donald Trump committing a crime. But my only point is, dude, I didn't share that information because someone gave me a bag of cash. At the end of the day, that was an advocacy on behalf of growing the brand or getting the news out, because we are in the stand on a soapbox and yell it as loud as you can business, are we not?
Yes,
isn't that why we disseminate?
Yes, we are. My question then becomes, when you have illegally obtained private information, be it from the government or a political party, and you disseminate that as a journalist, if you get paid by the person who stole it to disseminate it, does that change the dynamic? I mean, these.
I would say yes.
Okay, that's my question.
It becomes an infomercial. It becomes something like the Republicans do.
It's not about being an infomercial. It's about basically piercing the shield of journalism, because at some point you become a conspirator to the initial crime. And I don't know when that is. You know, there's smarter people than me that would look at these kinds of situations and determine that. And I get it. You know, you don't want to, you know, throw yourself at the mercy of the court, apparently where this particular court is at, as it pertains to espionage charges. But those are reasonable questions and things that need to be answered. We don't know the circumstances. That kind of stuff would probably, presumably, come out in a trial when the government offers their prosecution and the defense has an opportunity to defend themselves.
Dominic, is it fair and accurate to say that I am the ombudsman of the devil's advocates?
The buds? You're the buds, man.
The ombudsman. And if you don't know the answer, then I better be that guy. Come back with us. Dom, you could Google what ombudsman meant, or maybe I'll tell you on the other side. Is it worth sticking around for that? I know your vacation starts soon, but
educate me, Prudy.
Come back. Join us on the phones. 844-967-2789.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potty
bees are ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You never quite know when the next storm is gonna strike. And all it takes is for a little hail to ruin a perfect crop. But you can protect yourself with a hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance professionals at Ag Country can help you customize a policy that will fit your farming operation. Protect your revenue today by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Don't let me down.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to move forward with some of the headlines of the day, including the Biden administration appealing a Texas federal judge's ruling that basically, what, would outlaw medical abortions, or at least medication abortions. But just to close the loop and edify you, ombudsman. A media ombudsman, and this is the role I hold for this media organization, Don, the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
The media or news ombud's primary object. I'm the ombud. I'm not your bud. I'm the
You've
ombud.
Been smoking too much, bud. Maybe, please continue.
Maybe. The ombud's primary objective is to promote transparency within their organization. Ooh. They can receive and investigate complaints about news reporting on behalf of members of the public, and then recommend the most suitable course of action to resolve issues raised. So, if you have a problem with the coverage you hear here,
talk to Crudy.
Talk to Crudy, and then I will tell you the most suitable course of action to resolve that issue, which may include, you know, screwing up oneself.
It's supposed to come from like an independent, you know, perspective. I don't believe that you necessarily. I think you're a little biased, Crudy. I gotta be honest.
I've got a little. I'll go to the definitive, Dom, perhaps. Is this Wikipedia? Not WikiLeaks, but Wikipedia's definition.
Okay, all right.
What is an ombudsman in journalism? Dom, in this case, trying to hold the editorial standards, I'm going to put you in that role. Editorial standards editors work to maintain ethical practice in their newsrooms. Apparently, like, not getting paid to publish, that would be an unethical thing. And the editor, standards editor, you know, you would say, that's not right. While ombudsmen or reader representatives attempt to find a, let's call it a mutual satisfactory solution to complaints about coverage. Both standard editors and ombudsmen seek to explain the workings of journalism to their audiences. I'm just telling you the for realsies part. I'm the ombudsman. That's the transparency.
I did not go to J school. Hell, I don't even have a mass comm degree.
I barely do. 844. I got the piece of paper.
All right.
I think it's paper. Might be hemp cloth. With sheepskin. 844-967-2789. The good CJ from Beaver Dam. Welcome back, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hi, fellas.
Dodge County represent.
You guys. Hey, Dane County representative for the judicial court.
Yeah, you're welcome, right, sir.
You guys got me steaming under the collar with this last subject that you guys were talking about, because When are we going to start normal? Just say everybody's above the law and normalize that it's okay to sell out the security and safety of the United States government.
Well,
it's just if I would have sold as many documents as I had in my possession in a decade that I was in the service.
Well, let me ask you,
on a boat with Stephen Thomas.
Okay, CJ, let me ask you. Were you Daniel Ellsberg? Did you find out that we had a secret bombing campaign in Cambodia? Is that what was contained in the documents? Because you would have a morally and an ethically defendable position if you took those documents to the New York Times, let's say. Ellsberg certainly had a legally defendable position in the courts.
Quite honestly, I don't believe that, no matter who you are, if you're a U.S. citizen and you do cause damage and any individual that causes damage to the United States government, you should be held to account.
But CJ, who caused more damage, Daniel Ellsberg or Richard Nixon with his secret bombing campaign and his wish to extend the war in Vietnam for political reasons, sir?
Nixon got a get-out-of-jail-free card. We should just start handing Trump.
Yeah, like, but we tried. They tried to prosecute Ellsberg, did they not? CJ, he was followed.
Yes.
He came to our campus in the early 90s as a young J-school, mass comm school student. I went and saw Daniel Ellsberg. He said the CIA followed him for the rest of his life, sir. At least as long as he was alive and talking in colleges.
Some sort of a level of accountability.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point, CJ. Let me ask you this. Is there any circumstance where it is appropriate, in your opinion, for someone to see something that is being done in our name, the U.S. government is participating in, that is so atrocious, so terrible, that absolutely must be screamed from the rooftops? Is there any circumstance that would allow for that in your philosophy, sir?
Quite honestly, even the investigations of Hillary Clinton and all that, it should be down to the nail of what happened and who did it and where it was done, and prosecute. There is no delineation in the law that allows for, oh, it's okay. You just go ahead. You're be on your way. It's
what,
damaging.
What was it investigated? Are you the emails, the Hillary? What was it investigated, CJ? You've lost me in this rabbit hole.
The supposed 30,000 emails that nobody's ever seen or was able to find off these servers that were supposedly bleached. But I'm just saying that at what point do we start holding people accountable? Yeah, accountability's got to be somewhere.
Well, I'm not trying to shirk accountability for Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or any of their ilk. Here's the good news about Dom and I. We're equal opportunity haters.
We don't hate, man.
Well, speak for yourself.
We might disagree and seek to hold those accountable, CJ. And sometimes to hold those accountable, sometimes that's our government, man. I mean, just like historically speaking, sometimes things are hidden from us that I think, and I get it, man. I know what you're saying. You don't want to be a weaker country because of it. But if we let those kinds of things go without any accountability that you speak of, CJ, I think it makes us weaker, not stronger.
I feel quite confident the story of Scott Walker Ass, The Guardian, the 14,000 email leaks. If I'd have had a proper way of disseminating that information, not just talking about it on the radio, I could have had that story. And CJ, I saw that. That was what? Against our governor, against our corrupt governor. But someone had to disclose it. And it probably shouldn't have been disclosed. Slap on the wrist. Bye. We're coming.
A progressive voice from Matt. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Minor flooding is forecast in Adams County downstream of the Castle Rock Dam. Several roads are closed in the area. Highway Z and Double H are likely closed. The river is expected to rise above flood stage tomorrow morning and continue to rise until Saturday morning. the Stevens Point Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department announced the outdoor tennis and pickleball courts at Gorky and Mead Park are officially open for the season. Wisconsin's DNR posted nearly 3,500 comments on its website on Friday about new wolf management plans. It would eliminate the existing 350-animal population goal. Wisconsin's wolf population is estimated at around 1,000. Some farmers in northern Wisconsin say wolves prey on livestock. Hunting groups also called for the agency to restore the 350-wolf goal. In sports, the Brewers have won 7 of their first 9 games. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, high of 78. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Well, the 76 baby blue Cadillac Eldorado convertible has a couple of mechanical latches that maybe you need to, you know, disconnect.
You know, but some B-pole bought the last baby blue Cadillac convertible, so I couldn't get one of those. We'll get to your phone calls in just a minute. Please be patient. 844-967-2789. Want to move on headline-wise, Tom. The Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department, has appealed a Texas abortion pill ruling. Now, that ruling came down Friday, kind of as we were leaving the air, late in the day. The Justice Department today appealed a Texas judge decision that would block access to a key abortion drug across the country, arguing that the challengers had no right to file the lawsuit since they were not personally harmed by the abortion pill. I would say this failure to find standing, and I mean, I know it's just a technical legal issue, but the judge basically looked the other way on the whole issue.
It's not technical. It's legit. You can't just sue because you want to sue because someone else might have a problem. You literally got to have standing. And this judge, this handpicked, Trump-appointed judge, just pushed all that aside. I mean, I don't see how this thing goes anywhere.
You have taken the LSAT twice, so.
Twice.
The 49-page appeal filed in the right-leaning U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit landed less than one business day after Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, I'm going to call him Kaczmarek, suspended the Federal Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone, one of the two medications used in more than half of all abortions in the United States. Judge Kaczmarek had said his ruling, issued late Friday, would not take effect until this Friday, giving the Biden administration time to appeal before the drug could be pulled from the marketplace. In its filing today, the government asked the Fifth Circuit judges to keep the order on hold until the appeal is decided. That would seem prudent, Dom. This would be quite unsettling to the marketplace, if you know what I'm saying. A little bit more here, and then we'll take your calls. Once again, 844-967-2789. The judge's ruling, Justice Department lawyer said, upended decades of reliance by blocking FDA approval of mifepristone and depriving patients of access to this safe and effective treatment based on the court's own misguided assessment of the drug's safety. The court's own misguided assessment of the drug safety. The government and the drug manufacturer, Danco Laboratories, asked the appeals court to issue its decision on pausing Kaczmarek's order by noon Thursday. In a brief filed late Monday afternoon, the Fifth Circuit asked the groups challenging mifepristone's approval to file their response by midnight Tuesday. This one's moving fast as well, Dom.
Yeah.
If the appeals court does not pause Kaczmarek's order while the appeal is decided, or is slow in making that decision, the Justice Department could go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court in an effort to keep mifepristone available for women seeking to terminate pregnancies. The High Court will almost certainly hear the case eventually, either before or after the Fifth Circuit rules. More attacks on women's rights to control their own body by, what, some Trump-appointed singular judge who really made a god-awful ruling, at least if
Yes, judicial activism, I believe the Republicans used to call it, but now since it's their side, they think it's just good judgment. The collateral damage on this crudy is not just for the abortive properties of this drug. It's also used for Cushing's disease, and I have a family member, a dear family member, who has Cushing's disease, who takes this drug. Cushing's is what, like hormonal, too much cortisol in your system, and this drug helps alleviate that. It's used specifically for that.
How does it manifest? I'm sorry, I don't mean to.
It's a hormonal thing, and mifepristone is what they are now giving for these folks that have Cushing's disease. Now, what happens there? There's no chance of pregnancy. They've been taking this for years for this Cushing's disease. Where does that stand? It's beyond that. The main impact is for the abortive issues that the Republicans have concerns with. But those with Cushing's and other applications for this drug could also potentially. I haven't seen any specific write-out for that. I haven't read the Texas judgment. But those kinds of things concern me dearly, especially, of course, now it becomes a little personal.
Dominic, here is the quote as part of the appeal from the Biden administration. Plaintiffs lack standing to challenge the FDA approval of the drug. They neither take nor prescribe. Many of these are medical professionals, but they are the sort that object to mifepristone, so they don't actually prescribe it. Their challenge to the FDA's actions dating back to 2000 is manifestly untimely, and they have provided no basis for second-guessing the FDA's scientific judgment. Now, more than 250 pharmaceutical executives separately criticized the Texas decision in a public letter saying, it ignores decades of scientific evidence and legal precedent. Both abortion foes and abortion right advocates view the Texas lawsuit as a landmark case that would shape abortion access in the United States. Kind of like overturning Dobbs. Similar to that, Dom, it would have a catastrophic effect on women's ability to control their own bodies. And I don't know why the Republicans so badly want this. You know, this moral reason they claim, a couple of them, the Christians, but mostly it's just about exerting power, is it not? This is costing them.
I mean, that's a rhetorical question.
Look at the outcome of elections, Dom. Here in the state of Wisconsin, every other article, I posted one from the Hill over the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
The Janet Protasiewicz election to the U.S., to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, as a clear advocate of women having the right to have abortions like it had been for 50 years until the overturning of Dobbs. Well, that was a big landslide electoral winner, a double-digit winner here in the state of Wisconsin. And you would think Republicans would be looking at this and going, man, we might want to back off on this abortion stuff, but they're not, Dom. They're jumping in with 2 feet. They're looking for 6-week abortion bans. I believe soon wannabe presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, Meatball Ron, just signed off on one of those, I believe, along with a lot of other Republicans. They're going the wrong way.
How do they know which way we're going?
Because I can watch them. They're going to crash and burn. Good, good. I mean, finally, Republicanism. And I can't imagine, you know, it's one thing to, and we fought about the Christianity. I don't want to go back there today.
Right.
But it's one thing to have a sincere religious objection. But I don't know how you get to politically put your religion on others that seemingly is so clearly against the First Amendment of that Constitution they all claim to love so, yet hardly ever read. 844-967-2789. A very patient John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hi, Devils.
Where's Boaz, dude? Milwaukee. I've heard of it, but I can't remember. Where is that?
Okay, if you go to Madison, then you go out to college in La Crosse, where all those poor young college students drowned to death on the mighty Mississippi. Right in the middle is Boaz.
Between here and La Crosse. Oh, okay. You must be listening.
La Crosse.
You aren't confessing to how those college kids ended up in the river, John, because there's
smiley
always been...
Smiley face killer, John. You're not the smiley face killer, are you, John?
The city of La Crosse, the government has blood on their hands because I was the chief inspector who told them that the Riverside Park has no ladders to climb out of the mighty Mississippi. When it's 35 degrees, they can't climb out, so they're going to drown. All they were doing was standing on the edge, taking a pee, lost their balance, and boom.
Can't get back up.
Then the other thing is...
John, have they ever... I was in La Crosse last summer most recently. Well, I've driven through recently, but didn't stop and go by the river. Have they put ladders in? And what you're talking about, Pettibone Park, right on the riverside. Maybe Pettibone's across the river, but you can walk right up to the river in La Crosse, and there's low rails, but there's not much keeping you up from falling over, is there, John?
Right. Where there's versus the sheet piling for the big river boats, they just piled sheet piling in with no finishing touches like ladders or guardrails. My father survived the worst typhoon in Navy history, Typhoon Koba, in December of 44. They lost 750 sailors that night. Typhoon Koba. So I was always afraid of drowning, and I was afraid to look to see if they installed them. But The last man that drowned was Luke Holman. He was a star basketball player that I know in 06.
John, thanks for listening, man. Probably on WRCE. That's kind of right in the middle between here and God's country. And, you know, we make light of it because the kids, I was trained when I went to La Crosse, and if you've ever been to La Crosse, that is a beautiful part of the state, beautiful part of the country if you're not from Wisconsin. And, you know, the Mass Comm program was second rate even when I was part of it, but the college was gorgeous and the bluffs were gorgeous and there was a flag on the top. And that was away from the river. And they trained me when I was just a drunken freshman lad. Always walk towards Granddad's Bluff. Yeah, that flag river, will take man. You home.
Yeah.
But, you know, they kind of prided themselves on over-serving people in La Crosse. That was kind of the reputation, Dom. And many kids died in that river, and it became a great mystery because we always wondered, we always said, but nobody ever walks towards the river. It's the wrong way. But don't tell that to a drunk kid. You know, there's no logic to drunkenness. Nope. 844-967-2789. Robert from the Alice. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. It really calls into question, if you think of how many judges were appointed, you know, during Trump's time, McConnell was just pushing these guys through, and we heard time and time again how unqualified they are, these different women and men. And, you know, how many bizarre rulings have we seen from these people, whether it was down in Florida or this latest one? And, you know, I guess the question in my mind is the country just going to let these guys ride it out? We're going to put up with this for another two or three decades where they come out with these bizarre opinions that aren't based on, you know, logic, facts,
data.
Well,
not only that, Robert, in regards to this federal Judge Kaczmarek, according to the reporting at the Washington Post, he's the sole judge in his Texas district. So he becomes a go-to judge. If you want to catch a conservative break, you know what I mean? If you want to just ends justify the means outcome, you just go to his district. He's the only judge that can catch the case. So where do you think they took the Mifepristone case?
And, well, and the
circuit is pretty conservative on top, so they just might hold him up on appeal.
Robert, the organization that filed it, to my understanding, incorporated within that particular district for the sole purpose of this. So not only do they not have standing, they formed this corporation in that district after Roe was overturned specifically for this action.
Got it. Venue shopping.
Absolutely. And, of course, looking to overturn precedent, because there is no precedent to overturn a long-term approved drug from the FDA. Many, many scientific studies saying it's safe. The maker, the FDA, the practitioners exempting these handful who apparently have no standing because they've not actually taken the pill, nor do they prescribe the medication. So how'd the judge find this ruling?
Activism.
I was going to say for mass. Come back. More Devils
have. Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know, I've been boycotting Bud Light my entire life.
Oh, come on, man. I grew up on it. Spuds McKenzie? You kidding me?
Oh, Spuds McKenzie. I had forgotten about Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, of course. That's about the last time I drank Bud Light in any real volume. But come on, man. It's, you know, it's a fine beer. It's good enough.
Well, we are a beer-drinking state, so I thought...
Oh, that we are.
Here's a captivating headline for you and the audience, Dom. And you can join us if you're still drinking lots of Bud Light. I don't know if I can ever... I'm sure I've had a Bud Light. I don't recall ever liking having a Bud Light. I don't recall ever having a second Bud Light. Not that I'm a snob, you know.
You're maybe kind I'll of a drink. Snob. What are you talking about, man?
I really? Just don't like Bud Light. I wouldn't drink a second or third Miller Lite either, dude.
That's what I was going to say. What about Miller Lite?
Worst beer, to my opinion. I went up to Minneapolis. What do you think they're serving in the stadium there? Coors Light.
Coors Light, baby.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Coors, but when you water it down, I'm even less of a fan. Here was the one satisfactory beer I drank across state lines in Minneapolis up in KTNF country, and didn't like your Coors Light at the big stadium. Beautiful facility. Great concert. Lightning Kugel's Summer Shandy.
Oh, it's that time of year, baby.
Oh, it felt like summer. It's like 64 degrees when I showed up in Minneapolis. It's 75 here in Madison. And it's always cool when you listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Yes, sir.
Pretty. You know how Coors Light is like sex in a boat?
How is that?
Because they're both effing close to water.
What a big fan. Somebody just sent me a stat, and this is random. I have not verified this. I have heard mifepristone is safer than Viagra. This rando, and I don't have your name saved, so I'd have to look up and see if you've texted me before, is making the bold claim 10 times safer than Viagra.
Wow. But, you know, it's all about the health of the patient.
You think
political activity or
Judge Kaczmarek would be down for banning the Viagra? Or would that put a crimp in his Saturday
well,
nights?
Man, that's the other side, right? If you're going to go and up and turn over, you know, how the FDA and how we do this whole thing, I mean, this opens up all sorts of other very potential serious issues.
Would the wives be the plaintiffs?
Republicans, why do you hate people with cushions? But go ahead.
Would the wives be the... Would the wives be the plaintiffs in the anti-Viagra suit?
Right, leave me alone.
I wanted to talk about not liking the Bud Light, but apparently there's a boycott going on. The marketing plan was obviously courting controversy from the outset. Bud Light, and I can't believe this is true, but the most popular beer in the country, say it ain't so, was going to put together a campaign centered on a group that makes up less than 9% of the population of the U.S., The beer brand, apparently I've had a couple of Bud Lights. That's not true. the beer, Brent, here's my jet fuel, Diet Dew.
Diet Dew, what, dude?
It's better than Bud Light. The beer brand planned ads targeting this small subgroup, despite the political overtones of doing so, despite the risk of associating the brand so closely with the lifestyle that was foreign to most Americans. But Alyssa Heinerscheid, Bud Light's vice president of marketing, celebrated the move in a statement. The beer brand had deepened our commitment to the state of Texas with our Brewed in Texas campaign, she said, in 22-point ads featuring a bull rider and a star player on Mexico's national soccer team. The play for a specific niche wasn't going to compel any white-collar metropolitans to grab a bottle of the beer, but maybe it could get more Hispanic Texans to do so, enough to potentially make the push worthwhile. After all, Bud Light's position in the market has been sliding for years, Dom. It remains the best-selling beer in the U.S., but its market share has slipped downward over the past decade. But, anyways, jumping down, Dom, the Dylan Mulvaney, when they branded up with Dylan, your boy Kid Rock went out and blew up some cans, right? It came to rage on Tucker Carlson.
Wearing a mega hat. And then, of course, you know, no shorter than a couple of days later, you know, some photos of Kid Rock hanging out and partying next to a drag queen was circulated.
Yeah, but they were drinking Jack Daniels that night.
Oh, okay, so it's totally better.
Absolutely. 844. I would boycott Bud Light just because I have some taste, but not for any particular marketing campaign.
Well, Dylan's trans, right? That's the whole problem.
Yes.
And the problem with people like Kid Rock and a lot of Republicans, they don't know whether or not they want to fight fighter or effer. You know what I'm saying? They're just so confused. They just don't know what to do, how this person living their own life is going to somehow impact them. So, you know, they claim to be. And Kid Rock, I mean, this was an automatic weapon. I mean, he blew the hell out of these 12-packs or cases of Bud Light. And he was very specific and very pointed about it, wearing his mega hat backwards. So you already lost me, Kid. And what is it? So because it's trans, now you got an issue, but you didn't seem to have an issue with the photos when you're drinking something else. The whole thing's just very weird. But at the end of the day, you know what's happening right now? A lot of people are talking about Bud Light.
And you know what? Those pickup truck, those coal rollers, what are they really going to give up on Bud Light? They moving on to Hams, Dom? What are they moving down to?
And you see those things with the big testicles hanging off the back of the hitch, swinging around, you know, like that's acceptable, but you can't see Michelangelo.
They have transsexual trucks, Dom. They weren't born with those truck nuts. Here is the conclusion of the article, you know, the Bud Light boycott going on. Conservatives very concerned because, you know, they took a differing tact, but maybe they're trying to reach and expand themselves amongst different markets. Again, the starting example was Latinos. It remains to be seen how the Mulvaney spot will affect Bud Light's bottom line. Perhaps the brand will see a brief dip as sales of conservatives reject it. They love their Bud Light. Perhaps that will be made up for by younger people and allies of transgender community deciding to pick up a six-pack. Maybe, as Hirschide hopes, the effect will linger and the brand will come to be seen not as fratty. I never liked frat boys, Dom. But as one that has evolved to reflect the views of younger beer-buying population. What Bud Light is trying to do is not much different from what the Republican Party wants to do. Bring in new allies, in each case the same group, older conservative men, is pushing back against the idea. The question for Bud Light then is whether its base support is less heavily dependent on that group than is the GOP. Or perhaps it can simply dice up the beer market in enough ways with enough targeted ads to reverse its downward skid in the aggregate. Perhaps it's time for a campaign targeting California instead. Wisco Paul, you're a beer drinker. Last 30 are yours, sir.
Well, I stick to New Glarus myself.
Fine choice.
Capital Amber down there. Yeah, Capital Brewery is good also, but as far as I'm concerned, the GOP is kind of like a snowflake. it could really, you know, if they want to worry about something, worry about Supreme Court Justice Tom and his wife Ginny. There's a serious problem.
Right.
We didn't even get there today.
Damn it.
Thank you all for listening. Go have a Bud Light. Enjoy yourself like good Americans. Dom, you'll drink lots of Bud Light in Europe, I'm sure.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting.